If you want to ride high, they'll show you the road. Two swell guys to help shoulder the load. On the way, highway. They'll take a ride on the way, highway.
It's time for the Way Highway on Adobe Radio. Brought to you by Nice Guy Digital, Dr. God Productions.
I almost did it again.
With your hosts, every time.
Justin Ware, I'm actually John doing Kelly. It. Right I'm now. Still doing it right now. Hello, welcome to The Way Highway, a leading green radio show exploring the wild and wonderful world of weed, a comedic curation of Kenneth Mesmerus, hosted by one THC aficionado, me, Sean Cowig, and my special guest, THC aficionado host,
me, Kristen Sanchez. Want to know more about us in the show? Well, you can cyberstalk us right now on the information Superway Highway at The Way, The Way Highway on Twitter.com and at Way Highway on Instagram. I swear to God, I can speak words.
No, it's hilarious. Listeners, this is what we call a back-to-back. And, you know, with those not familiar with the term back-to-back, it means doing two things in a row. So this is our second episode. So when we push through the product review, you'll realize that, like, it, you know, things always get a little bit loopy on the second of a back-to-back. Or you can write us wayhighway at adobe.com or visit our website www.thewayhighway.com. We have a fantastic guest on today's show. My good friend Rocco. We're going to bring you in. One second. He's already in the booth. subscribers, listeners, contributors. I got it. Contributors of Patreon, you're gonna get a new Muncher review soon. That'll be all the rage. We were talking about pie and we were testing a pie and it was pretty incredible.
Not a very normal pie flavor,
not
either.
A
not
pie.
A one that you would think of off the top of your head. So if you want to see what kind of pie it was, too,
You got to check out the pie on the Patreon. It's a Patreon pie.
On the Way Highway.
On the Way Highway.
Patreon. The pay highway.
The pay highway.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Let's hit you up with a real quick product review. I want to tell you what's going on. So we had Kana cannabis infused tranquility, relaxation, and sleep inducing gummies. And then we all fell asleep.
Worked.
These were their berry bliss.
Yeah.
And there were 5 milligrams of THC and 5 milligrams of CBD. Mm-hmm. And we had those on episode 53 with Michael. And now here we are in episode 54 with Rocco. Mm-hmm. And the pie was in between.
That is exactly the series of events that happened.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to go nuts right now because I want to bring Rocco in and then watch a PSA. So hit us with that guest music. This is my friend and fellow artist and comedian from the late night show with Rocco, formerly at IO West. And now let's find out about it. Wait, what's going on? Come in.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks for having me.
Such a long walk.
Tell us who you are.
Oh, my name is Rob Morocco Jr.
Yeah, yeah.
AKA Rocco. Yeah, I guess that just sticks.
Yeah.
But Rocco Morocco is just way too extreme. So
you can't say Rocco Morocco. I think that's how
people,
I have
like,
you.
Yeah. Oh, really?
That's
in your phone?
My phone, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's, I don't know. They think that might be Adult Cinema Guy or something. You know, Rocco Morocco. There's something.
That's fair.
That is fair.
I get that. But like, a great second gig.
Hey, there you go.
Always
thinking her.
Yeah.
I listen to your show, and she's always talking about, like, you know, she's always hammering the, let's get some free stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like, just a reminder out there, we'd love to try some.
Ladies and gentlemen, send the free stuff.
I'm just saying, it's free, so why not send it?
I found out through the, like, make your own porn name. If you do street you grew up on and name, nope, not name, and mother's maiden name. Or actually, no, first pet, first pet street you grew up on, I'd be Turbo Topsfield. And that's, Turbo Topsfield is a great porn name.
That's wonderful. Wow, that's really
Turbo
wonderful.
Turbo Topsfield. That is a good one.
Turbo yeah. Topsfield.
That's a good handle for like Xbox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, for like a 13-year-old player.
Oh my God, Turbo Topsfield.
I do want to say that I do want to take those restrictions off of my stripper name. Like, why does it have to be my mother's maiden name and the first street? Can't I just be a little creative?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true.
Exactly.
I mean, my choice.
Yeah.
Come on.
Your choice. Your porns.
Exactly.
Your strips.
Yeah.
Your strips. Let's check out this PSA real quick, because you got to be careful when you ride the way highway.
Yeah, all right.
You got to be careful.
Uh-oh.
I want to listen to this. I'm going to shut this off, guys. Jesus.
No, leave it on in case you want to tell us about it.
Oh, really? Okay.
See this cute little vial here? It's crack, rock cocaine. The most addictive form. You think it's the glamour drug of the 80s? Well, that's the point of this fronted little reminder. It can kill you. And if you've got to die for something, this sure as hell ain't it.
Wow.
Where did that come from?
Wow.
Don't even
try it.
Wow.
Don't even try it. Bernie, thank you for being here with us and producing the show. Do you know where that came from? That you pulled up for us?
Yeah, so you know when we played the Pee Wee Herman one? When he was on
Pee Wee Herman? Yeah.
It's straight up the same series. So, like,
they did
like a series of those where Pee Wee Herman did it. So yeah. I guess, you know, when you think Pee Wee Herman, you think Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
So they got, you know, a couple of people, and Clint Eastwood's one of them.
Good God. He's wow. so serious.
In the 90s.
That's wow. wonderful.
And that was, so that was on. That was actually on the air.
That was yeah. aired.
Wow.
That yeah. came on TV.
That's crazy.
That's, I guess, that was the old school version of what's now, like, it's. It seems to be all cigarettes.
Yeah.
They finally have come
vape,
to, like.
And, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now, mm-hmm. cigarettes, now vapes.
Yeah.
And,
But back in the 50s or something, remember? Like, they used to scare people about marijuana,
yeah.
too.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I think I actually bought the movie. There was a movie that's
Reefer
got the
Madness.
Same name, like Scarface or something. Oh, Reefer
yeah.
Madness.
Yeah.
Reefer
thinking
Madness.
It was something else.
Yeah.
And it ended up being, like, the weirdest movie ever.
We were.
But it was all about don't do marijuana.
Oh, my God.
There is a parody of the movie Reefer Madness that is a musical that
really?
Kristen Bell stars in.
Whoa, I'd yeah. love to see that.
Wait a minute. Were we talking about that on air?
We were not on air. But
not
we
on
did
air.
Talk about it a little bit. And God damn it, I will say, very highly recommend it. Very highly recommend it, guys. Like, please sit down.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll yes. take the pity applause. Ooh, it's getting louder.
Yeah, yeah. They like it. They like it. Who is that they? So we got to watch that.
Yes. Please.
We got to have a Way Highway viewing party of the Kristen Bell Reefer Madness.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
I'd be so excited to do it. Oh. You guys can come over.
Yeah.
I'll bake something.
No.
I'm not good at baking.
We talked about that too. Anyway, these are Kana, cannabis-infused tranquility, relaxation, and sleep-inducing gummies. The whole package is 50 milligrams of CBD and 50 milligrams of THC, but each of the 10 pieces is 5 milligrams of CBD.
Yep.
They're great. They're great.
Yep.
They're great. That's a solid 10 out of 10.
Wow.
Solid 10 out of 10. We're going to take a little break. We're going to be right back with a little more Way Highway and Rob Morocco Jr., a.k.a. Rocco Morocco, from my cell phone.
Okay, one more thing. My porn name would be... Morocco. I don't even know.
Morocco.
We'll come back.
Morocco. Which one? We'll be right back with more Way Highway.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Hey, welcome back to the Way Highway. I'm Sean.
And I'm Kristen.
And I'm Robert Rocco or Rob.
What a wonderful porn name.
My porn name is Robert Rocco or Rob. Which one are you?
It makes it more exciting because you can choose which man's inside you.
Oh, my God.
Well, yes.
Pick your own.
Porn name. Come on,
yeah,
guys.
Come on, guys.
That probably exists. Some kind of like a brothel type place where you can go in and like you meet with a person. They're like, all right, I've got schoolgirl. I've got
NASCAR
driver.
They're legit like women who make their money just being like, you don't get to touch me. I will wear this outfit and I will step on your balls for 30 minutes just like you paid me for, because that's what they're paying for.
Why wouldn't every woman want that gig?
Come on.
It's not a bad gig. Not a bad gig at all.
You get to wear cool costumes.
Cool costumes.
Too?
It's kind of, I mean, it's acting.
Yes.
And here we are, actors. I'll do it.
It's the easiest form of acting. You're a coach and you're a teacher.
Yeah.
It's like, how easy is it to yell at someone? You know, it's like the easiest thing.
That's it. That's the beginning of improv, is people yelling at each other.
Right, exactly.
Right?
And I do want to say, actors always get, like, more inspiration from their costumes. So, like, when you dress up all sexy and fun, am I a naughty nurse or am I really good at my job?
An entire holiday was built on this concept.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Oh, do you guys know what you're being for Halloween? Yeah.
I'm like,
you gotta keep it a secret?
I'm usually an easy costume. Yeah. I don't get into it anymore. I'm like something easy. I have a few stock ones at home.
FBI guy.
Yeah. Okay. I get the hat, the jacket. I'm easy.
FBI guy, easy.
Walk around frisking people all night.
Perfect. That's cool. Perfect.
What about you guys?
I've got two ideas. One of them they're both kind of like couples costumes. But one of them is, so I have white hair. Mm. So for people who don't know. So I really want it to be Rocky and Mickey.
Whoa.
The trainer, because I really wanted to be Mickey, because in the first Rocky, he wears this really cute little, like cardigan.
Fedora hat or something?
Yeah. No, he's wearing a pink cardigan.
Oh, my God.
But he does also wear a pink cardigan that says Rocky on the back, and I wanted that ever since I saw the movie, because Adrian is such a good... Okay.
You're going to make that.
I watched that movie too late. I didn't understand how magical that movie was until maybe, like, two years ago. Yeah. And, like, I legitimately walked over to my dad and I like gave him a soft little like punch on the arm and I was like, what the hell, dad? Why did you not ever tell me that Rocky was incredible? And he's like, I did. I told you it was a great movie. But I was like, but you didn't like tell me it was a great movie. It was
like
a great
iconic,
sports
like a,
movie.
Yes.
But it's not a great movie. And now it's like, yeah, it's the best movie of all time. Like, I fucking watched every goddamn Rocky movie since.
I love them all. Even the ones they say are bad. Like, 5 gets panned. I love 5.
I'm in. I'm
5 is the one that's just
outside brawl with Tommy Gunn on the street.
Oh, that's
just fuck it. Yeah.
And then Rocky Balboa is 6.
Technically, yes.
Rocky Balboa, the
I
one
like
where he
one
fights
too.
Mason the Lion Dixon.
Yeah, I know. I actually like that.
Who's Antonio Tarver?
Yes.
I believe.
Yes. Yeah. It is Antonio Tarver. Yes.
Antonio Tarver. I saw that one. It was years ago, and it was like, we're going to like Hollywood and go out. And we all wore suits, and we went to, we did cocaine in a limo. And we went to that Italian restaurant that's like on Michelli's there.
Yeah, Michelli's. Yeah.
Right? And
with
it was.
With all the hanging.
Sinatra
yeah.
guy that's singing to you.
Exactly. Yeah. And we were in there in suits eating spaghetti on cocaine, like, Rocky 6 is going to be the best. Yeah, it was.
Hey, what the hell? It sounds like my normal Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were there.
I just need to know you paid the piano guy to play the theme song.
My dad was like the coach of a lot of my friends growing up playing hockey, and he used to play that. We'd do a Christmas tournament, and in the locker room, before the game, he used to play that Eye of the Tiger. I swear to God.
And
we used to always, it does.
Yeah.
We used to always fight about whether he says, we know now what he says, but either it's the thrill of the fight, the king of the fight.
Yeah.
What was the other one? The kill of the fight.
The thrill of the fight. What is it?
It's the thrill of the fight.
It is the thrill of the fight.
Yep.
Isn't it?
I think so.
Shit.
It can't be wrong.
That is correct.
It can't be wrong. If it gets the ding, 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 it has to be right.
Oh, good. The producer. Yeah, I was just going to say.
Oh, my God. Yeah, otherwise.
The bell of approval.
I know. Let's go. Keep him busy.
You said you wanted to ask something about Indica Sativa.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
So one of your fun facts on one of your episodes, I don't even know which one.
Yeah.
It was that... And I do understand what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. It was like that there's a misconception between what the cannabis stores are doing with the difference between sativa and indica, where really it's really how it's grown.
Right.
And the sativas are taller and skinnier, or maybe it's the opposite.
Right.
And some of the other ones are shorter and fatter.
Yeah, exactly.
But, Mike, okay, so is that true?
That's
true.
It's
all about how it's grown? It has nothing to do, because I always feel, here's my question, I guess, in a sentence, and you answer it all, right?
Yeah.
Is, I feel like the sativa is always, you hit me in the head, and the other ones hit me in the body, which is why I prefer a hybrid.
Mm-hmm.
Indica dominant, really.
Right.
But sativa gets me all riled in the head, so that's different.
Yeah. You're like me.
The thing that I like to compare it to, I kind of like to compare it to teas. So technically, every single tea is made from the exact same leaf. Right. All teas come from the same leaf. The only difference between green tea, black tea, and like the different types of teas are how long that they are. I believe it's how long the leaf is fermented, and then what color the leaf actually is by the time it is brewed.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get different effects from different types of teas. Green tea has a different effect than black tea does.
Mm-hmm.
So I will say, like, even though, like, it is the same, literally the same plant, it's a little bit different. Like, you know, I will say that, like, because it is the same plant, we don't have to say that everything that we've ever thought was bullshit. There is something to it.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that everyone being like, yeah, that's the way I feel. Like, that's the way that this,
This is definitely, and then do you ever get to a point where, I mean, I don't know how much you guys smoke or anything, but like, over the years or whatever, if you're used to smoking sativas, it gets to a point that doesn't even do anything to you.
Totally.
So then you have to kind of...
Yeah.
Maybe
no,
that's
for real.
That with all of them too. Maybe you're wrong.
You probably go through phases. Yeah. I think the thing, and I've been thinking a lot about this.
Mm-hmm.
I think the idea that indica sativa, I think it's what it originally refers to, and scientists maybe just want a different rating system. And I would agree that like a more diverse like idea versus just like this is indica, this is sativa, like there's more to it.
Yeah.
Because truly like and you were exactly right. Indica plants are shorter and stouter and sativa plants are taller. And that's what the original referral was too, right? I think there should be a more... So Carvana Ascend, which is a brand I love, they have an entire chart for their oil, right? And if you look at their chart for their oils, there's indica and sativas and then like a long list of things that it will do.
Right.
And not all indicas are like, will help you with sleep. Some of them are, will give you energy and is not clicked off on like, will help you sleep.
Totally.
So it's kind of like Carvana's doing the thing that I think scientists would prefer, and honestly, I would probably prefer, is giving a more diverse chart so I know, like, I'm looking for an indica that energizes. I don't want to fall asleep, but I'm like you, and sativa goes too far into my head and messes me up.
Sour diesel or stuff like that. I'm like, no.
I don't want to do that.
No,
I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
So it's interesting to look at that like larger chart.
Maybe they could get more
into it.
Totally.
Leafly's
like,
good for that, though. I feel like that's what... You ever go to Leafly.com?
Yeah.
It does.
Leafly,
when you scroll all the way down, it's like, I do love that chart.
Totally.
Yeah.
I feel like we're not far off from... you know how we've got, like, microbreweries?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We're not far off with things like that for, like, different types of strains. And I know that there are some...
bars like that, like Amsterdam.
There's one in L.A. now.
Dude, there is one in L.A. now.
We haven't gone yet.
We're going to go there. We're going to cover it.
We're coming.
But I think it's funny just the difference between the two main kind of dispensary, like the one that looks like an Apple store or a Sephora and the one that looks like your uncle's garage.
Totally.
I know. Totally. I love that. It's
pretty amazing.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
Is.
So I do think that we are on the forefront of like the more, and you know, it's bougie. It's bougie, but I'm okay with that.
I go to a bougie one.
I love
it.
But
I'm a famous actor producer.
What the
hell? I got another quick question.
Yes.
So did you guys ever touch on OG or like ocean grown or what it's called or
because
that's for some reason, you know, that is like my favorite.
Yeah.
There's something about that, whatever OG is.
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
you guys are the pros.
Right.
I look at you two like you're the pros.
Original grown.
I mean, Yeah. Well, oh, is it original grown or is it ocean grown?
I think it's original grown.
All right. That's what
I think it's original grown.
That's what I was wondering. Maybe we should ask the producer.
Man, McBurney's going to look it up. What happened? He's going to bring up a video about it?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to do some research.
I want everything queued up. I live in the future. My iPhone should already be listening to me. It'll be in my Instagram scroll.
I just don't understand why my iAds haven't just made it happen already.
Oh, shrinking.
You're shrinking again.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
My gosh. Hilarious. Oh, no. I feel like there's a ghost in here because you keep getting shorter.
Also,
spooky Halloween.
It's my
season.
Diesel calves.
Just can't stay still.
Wow. I can't. I can't.
Diesel calves. That's awesome.
Diesel calves from the that's diesel like brand it. Calves.
Yeah, there you go.
Ocean grown.
Ocean grown.
Oh, hey.
You're right.
Oh,
you are right.
Ocean grown. Rocco.
Oh, Rocco with a win.
Maybe we should call on our cannabis expert, Rocco.
Oh, my God. We're going to have to start calling into you.
That'd be awesome. Call me in and I'll just have the app open.
Just leafy.
Well, isn't that just like the stoner thing? Like, you're an expert in weed, right? Yeah, but I'm high right now, so I forgot everything.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm just going to go online anyway.
We have these magic technology boxes.
What? Right? What did stoners do back in the day? I think that's why the misnomer of a stoner being like, I don't know, is changing because we have our technology.
Now we're like, fucking, we know everything, motherfuckers, and we're going to be creative as shit about it.
Right. Yeah.
We're going to bring it to you, the people.
Oh, God, funny. You, the people. We're very divided right now. I'm just kidding.
Oh, wow.
Back together.
Oh man, I was so LA today as I was like listening to my daily drive on Spotify that came up on like an NPR thing about like, so like now it's telling me about the news and what's going on and going like back and forth between like a town hall and an interview. And I'm on my computer in my car on my like personal hotspot with a list of managers cold emailing being like, I'm looking for new representation. Like it was so LA.
That's awesome.
That's it, man.
You weren't at a coffee shop, though. But
I wasn't. I was like, I'm too. I can't. No, actually, we're like, Bernie and I were in San Dimas.
Oh, nice. San Dimas High Football Room.
No way. Where is it?
Oh, my God.
Where is it?
Oh, no.
Meat. Oh, I love that movie.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh my God.
Socrates.
I grew up near the Twin Pines / Lone Pines Mall, which is the Pointe Hills Mall if you are in California.
Pointe Hills.
Yeah, Pointe Hills Mall. And for their anniversary that they just had, which was, I believe, their 30th, 25th anniversary? Wow. They just had an anniversary, a big one. That event basically closed down the entire, like, parking lot area. It closed down the freeway off-ramp. Because there were so many people trying to go there for the movie because it was, like, the date on the, like, when they go back in time, and so many people were trying to go there because there was an event that it, like, shut down the fucking freeway.
Oh my God.
Because there were so many people trying to get off on the off-ramp. But, yeah.
Jesus.
Wow. It was, that was a long drive home that night.
Oh, my God. Pointe Hills. They know how to party in Pointe Hills.
Fuck yeah. It's the one time, the one huge party they had in Pointe Hills.
Hey. It's where my rims were gone. I went to the mall there once. I came out, my rims were gone.
Oh, my God.
It just sounds like that, just for some reason. Actually, I used to play roller hockey in, like, Covina, which is, like, right next door, right?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Totally.
Amazing.
Anyway.
Movies about Southern California.
Oh, we love Southern California
movies. I love SoCal. Oh, we got to take a little break. And we'll be back with Robert Rob Rocco
Cordarisi. It's my mother's maiden name. So, and I grew up on A Street, just the letter A.
Right.
So how the hell is that?
Rob. we'll be right back. Wave, high wave.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Way Highway. I'm Sean.
I'm Kristen.
And I'm Rocco.
Yeah.
I'm owning it.
Yeah. Own it. Own it. This show brought to you by Kana, cannabis infused tranquility, relaxation, and sleep. We're talking about Halloween costumes, and I never said what I'm going to be, and I don't know what I'm going to be. So, Way Highway listeners, I'll take any suggestions.
I have suggestions.
Okay.
Should you
want to say it now, or should I make you email it to wayhighway@adobe.com?
I'll email it.
Tell us now.
Could you tell us some past costumes?
Yeah. Some of my favorite ones have been Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, Johnny Depp, the Hunter Thompson character. There's a professional wrestler named Finn Balor who has the demon personality, and it's like a lot of paint and like a cool, like, and I did that once, and
I remember
pretty badass.
That. Like,
I remember that.
Working that night too, right. Or something behind the bar.
I'm just like, right. Sexy Harry Potter was pretty badass, but actually followed by Sad Weasley was because it was the same costume recycled a little bit. Yeah, just Sad Weasley, like, there's only one of me now. It's really rough. Like, that was so tough. I was drinking a lot that Halloween, you know. But I don't know.
The not dead twin.
The not dead, which everyone didn't
really
die.
Fred is dead.
Fred is dead.
I feel like my costumes are very glib compared to yours. You went deep.
You know what? I'm a real method, and I'm
real
method too.
Right there.
I had a twin brother. Not after that Halloween.
No,
could you imagine? I want to do a parody costume that like has. I've never done like a real fun parody that's like, oh, that's really, that would like win a costume contest. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Yeah. I want to show.
Are intelligent. Oh, they'll get high. And then they'll think of a bunch of things and start emailing you.
Yeah, that's what Way Highway listeners, you're gonna you can like just actually, you know what? Just DM at Way Highway. You can tweet at the Way Highway, can tweet me, and you can Instagram DM me at Way Highway and follow both all. Everyone. Rob, I wanna show you a picture of a former student of mine is in London.
Okay.
And sent me this picture.
Let me see this. I gotta check that out.
Pass that over there.
What the heck is going on here?
Doesn't that look like?
Oh yeah, you know, right? Ben Affleck. Hold on, wait.
I have a doppelganger.
Who do you think that is?
Dude, do you think that looks like me?
What?
Do you not think that looks like me?
I hate to, like, you know me. I'm always yes and, even if I suck.
But you don't think that looks like me?
The guy that's looking at the main guy here?
Yeah, that main guy.
Jeez, I don't.
Awesome.
I really don't.
That's awesome. Because everybody was like, that's you.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that the worst, though, when someone's
weird.
Like, this is exactly you, and it's like, fuck you,
okay.
I'm me.
You know what's funny? I mean, jeez, the profile. Honestly, I could see why they would say you have the likeness of this guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But... No.
That's
you're
awesome.
Much better looking.
Because there is, like, that would happen, like, especially if it happens close to home.
Totally. Right.
Somebody's like, we all used to be at I.O., this comedy club out here in L.A., and people would be like, dude, I just thought I saw you, and it was somebody, and I'd be like, oh, no. Let's look at Nancy Reagan real quick.
Let's look at Nancy.
Nancy, what do you have to say?
Do we want some context to that, Sean, or do you just
want to
look at
Nancy? She's with Clint Eastwood.
What the fuck?
We'll be bringing you a series of messages like the one you just saw. I don't think anybody will miss the point. The thrill can kill. The drug dealers need to know that we want them out of our schools, neighborhoods, and our lives.
Wow.
This is the 80s, you said, right?
To do that,
remember all the drug cartels?
Oh, my God.
Say no to drugs and say yes to life.
Wow.
Of course, your local drug pusher may tell you a little something different about these drugs. And who you believe is up to you.
Dude, you're on drugs right now, man.
This is someone.
Let's shoot this shit.
That is primo snow. Wow. Which way is set? You're on set, Mr. Eastwood. Fuck.
Do you guys think they chose him because he's kind of scary and maybe like it would scare people?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Scare straight.
Oh my God.
Absolutely. It's the same, like, it's the same concept as like the police officers. I gotta think. I think so. If you go into police training and you're like, I look scary as hell, they're like, cool.
Does anyone remember the like DARE program?
Yeah. Oh my God. Where they used to be able to smash the car and they'd put,
And they would like literally.
Yes.
I remember being like in elementary school, so like a baby child with no actual thoughts of my own, and having someone, a police officer, put down a paper in front of me that was like, I write your name here, swear that I will never, ever, ever, under any circumstances, even if someone has a gun to my head, will do drugs. And then you had to like sign it after the assembly and like turn it the fuck in. And God damn it, Officer Rude, I am so sorry. I let you the fuck down. Oh, you were such a nice guy, you know, but like dangerous drugs are bad.
Yeah, no, it used to be what they, like, the person would come in from DARE and talk to all the students and give a really like a presentation. And then you would do like, you would act things out and then you would go outside. I wasn't talking about smashing a car. I don't know why I said that, but I'm thinking of sports or something like the playoffs.
Smash a car.
But basically you'd walk outside and they would have a car that was from a drunk driving
place. Yeah, like prom night.
It would almost scare the shit out of you.
Yeah.
You
know? I knew a girl that was a part of that thing and she was, so the way that they did it at her school was that in order to make it like real, basically what they did was they put like dead person makeup on
people,
and then made them walk around school. So like the entire school, the entire school saw it at the beginning of the day and saw that they had died in a tragic car accident. And then those students had to go as themselves, but dead, to all of their classes.
Oh my God.
Then they couldn't speak to any of their classmates all day. So it was basically like, the dead body of your friend is just walking around to school.
That is
Quinta Hill.
Too much.
Yeah, they were like really theatrical.
But honestly, like
that police academy was just let's get some production into this.
Get some production. Way Highway listeners, don't drink and drive. First of all, that's really stupid. Don't drink and drive. Second of all, don't smoke and drive either. Take Uber or Lyft. We live in the future, guys.
Totally.
It's cheap too.
That's my dare.
I always
now.
Think Lyft beats out Uber.
Dude, Lyft is the best. Way cheaper than Uber. It's cheaper. I work for Lyft. Okay. I drive. Maybe I'll pick you up someday. I'll pick you both up.
I always use it to the airport. It's like the best thing in the world.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Okay. Let's play a game. We're going to play a quick game of wait. What? So this is just a totally high quiz. And Rocco, you worked in television production for years.
Yes, sir.
So I did some research, and I've got five different, pretty incredible, failed game shows.
Oh wow!
So these
are
like, so they never went to air.
Yes,
maybe
I've
they didn't even go to pilot.
Them,
okay, right? Maybe you might
maybe
be able
I
to
was
blow
the
through
why
this.
Why they never made it?
It was you. Bad warm up. Terrible pilot. You're out.
Oh gosh.
So
good ones too.
Right? But what I did was I've taken these game shows and I've hid them. So these are multiple choice questions. So you're gonna try to find which is the real one,
right? Yeah.
And not the ones that I made up.
No. I might actually know this.
You might actually know this.
Cool. I'm a game show nerd, you guys. I love game shows.
So excited.
So here's number one.
Okay.
We've got A, beat the chimp. B, crush the cats. C, topple the toucans. Toucans. Or D, squash the squirrel.
Wow.
So which one of those was a real show?
Wow. And you know what's funny, guys? Ugh. I don't want to say that I've probably worked on like 30 game shows.
Yeah.
Literally, all the biggest ones. And you know how they're bringing a lot of back from
the old days. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Press Your Luck is coming back.
That's cool.
That's an awesome one.
No whammies.
Yeah. Jesus, I want to say it's the not the cat one. I want to say it's the squirrel one.
It's not the squirrel. It's Beat the Chimp. Beat the Chimp was an unsold game show which had several contestants competing for prizes against a chimpanzee.
Oh. Beat the Chimp.
Beat the Chimp.
They changed that show and made it Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Yeah, they took out the chimpanzee.
I'm totally kidding. Right. Oh, I was going to say, yeah, that's a great idea.
But I mean, that seems like what might happen.
Listen, you can't call anything Beat the Chimp.
No, you can't say Beat the Chimp. It's not good. And that's what you're going to find in several of these.
Wow, Beat the Chimp.
But like, also, I'm sure PETA was all over that. Like,
oh, yeah.
What do you do? Like, there's no way.
Remember? Oh, sorry.
It's just a terrible
name. I'm not entirely
name.
Sure that the chimpanzee wouldn't beat most people at a lot of things.
I feel like the chimpanzee would literally eat those people. No. So, like, not beat them, but like, because they're wild animals, and why the fuck are we doing this?
And let's make a deal. Yeah. Do you remember the first two seasons we had animals, but then Bob Barker from Price is Right, he's big with PETA.
Right.
We couldn't have... Now, do you notice
that's
like
when they became hot women?
No, now they became. Now let's make a deal. They're like they're people in like suits. You know, there's like a there's like a turtle. There's like a, you know, they're like stuffed animal guys.
Gotcha.
But they used to be like, I swear to God, there's like emus that used to escape and stuff. And
oh wow,
you know, they just thought it was inhumane. But that was the best part of all. I mean, that was some of the best stuff.
Yeah.
Animal, I don't know.
Number two.
Sorry, Peter.
A, tattles and truths. B, propaganda and facts. C, secrets and rumors. Or D, misheard diagnosis.
I'm feeling real good with C or D, but I'm gonna say C.
Wow.
See? Yeah. You are right. You are secrets and rumors. No, misheard diagnosis. That, I made that up. That was kind of a gem.
That's
really misheard diagnosis is kind of fun.
That's really,
really good. You're intelligent.
Yeah, thank you. Secrets and Rumors was an unsold, celebrity-driven comedy game show. Each fast-paced half hour features a celebrity that bears a deep, dark personal secret, or is it a rumor? That has everyone guessing while contestants decide whether the celebrity is telling the truth or just spreading rumors. So that feels like a hot take on Hollywood Squares.
It does.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Oh my God, you guys know what, like literally what I'm doing right now is I'm casting this show called The Hustler.
Oh.
And it's a group of five people just like this, and everyone's sitting around in a circle, and one person's the hustler.
Mm-hmm.
No one knows who the hustler is except for the hustler. Not even Craig Ferguson, he's the host.
Right.
So during the game, you get questions asked to you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we work them all out together, we give answers, we get them right, the pot goes up.
Yeah.
But the whole time you're like, you know that one of these people has all the correct answers. And they're the hustler.
Right.
And Craig Ferguson's not in on it either.
Right.
So if you're the hustler and you make it to the end of the game without getting detected,
right.
I guess it's like the games, I've never played them, I'm really old, I'm the oldest one in the room for sure, but is like Mafia and Werewolf.
Like Murderer or like the Murder. Right, yeah.
Thanks, producer. Hey, I love that guy. Oh, man. No, but I'm a game show geek. And actually, that's what you were just talking about. Right. Sounds like that.
That does sound like that.
They probably, see what they do is they take good shows like that failed, and then they put them on like steroids, and then they
do something. Because like, I feel like the fault on that one is maybe like they had a tough time finding celebrities that wanted to do it.
Right.
Totally.
Oh my God. Totally.
Right?
Totally.
They're like, I bet.
Talk shit on me.
I feel like if I were a celebrity and I was approached with that show, I would be like, that sounds awesome. I will not do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Totally.
You know
what I mean? Do you guys remember The Weakest Link?
Yes.
I love that show.
The Weakest Link. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Yes. Yeah, I just
so
love it.
Good. So good. Okay, next. A, beat the blondes. B, engage the eggheads. C, fight the French. D, rule them Republicans.
Oh, gosh. What was the second one you said?
Engage the eggheads.
That's it.
I'm going to say it's A, because I think that all these producers just want to beat things, and blondes are probably one of the things they want to beat most.
It's so unfortunate that, Kristen, you are right.
Awesome.
It is Beat the Blondes, and that was an unsold game show based on preconceptions, prejudice, strategy, and statistics that blondes are dumb. The grand prize was $1 million.
Wow. We should bring that one back.
It's crazy that it says prejudice in like, and that was probably a selling point back in the day. Like, no, it's cool. It's a show about prejudice. And everyone's like, great.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
It's one of those things where, like, I believe it came up in that, like, Legally Blonde society where it's just like,
totally,
women can't be smart. Right. And then, like, Elle Woods graduated from fucking Harvard. Yeah.
That's what you cast that with. You put, like, all the most unassuming blondes, like, the, like, you know, biochemist.
I'm a neurosurgeon.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God. Next one. A, clam canal. B, money pump. C, coin funnel. Or D, dough tube.
Wow. You got to read that again. Jesus.
Clam canal. You made that money up. Pump.
You made that up.
Coin funnel.
Jesus.
Dough tube.
Wow. I think it's money pump, probably.
I want it to be dough tube.
Yeah, you want it to be dough tube. It is money pump. It is money pump.
Hey,
the money pump was an unsold adaptation of an Israeli format where contestants compete against an enormous money pump for $1 million. The money pump is presented on stage as a spherical tank connected to pipelines, all of which are covered with displays that can show money swirling around or being transferred in or out. Two contestants play each game and they are initially credited with $1 million. They must answer a series of 8 questions in order to keep as much of that money as possible.
It's like Augustus Gloop's part of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah.
It was.
But like.
Yeah. Okay. And the last one. And honestly, like, I can't believe this shit. I can't believe this shit. But okay. A, trust me, I'm a robot. B, don't worry, I'm Asian. C, relax, we're related. Or D, seriously, dude, I'm gay.
Wow. Jeez, I feel like you put the first one, and you made some brilliant choices there at the end.
Oh, gosh.
But I think the first one.
Trust me, I'm a robot?
Yes.
I think it's the Asian.
Can't be the.
Don't worry, I'm Asian?
Don't worry, I'm Asian.
No way they
it's
do
amazing.
That. You think so?
You're both wrong.
What?
The name of the show was Seriously, Dude, I'm Gay.
Oh, my God.
And it was a failed 2-hour Fox special where two very straight men try to convince everyone they know that they are actually gay in order to win a cash prize of $50,000.
I would do
this. The show was pulled at the last minute before it went on air.
Wow. Oh, my God.
I could do this one.
I would convince everyone. They'd believe me immediately. That is the most fucked up.
That's crazy.
Isn't that fucking insane?
Oh, God.
Fox. Man, Fox.
Oh, really? So...
What are you doing?
Jesus. You
what are you doing?
Wow, was that an American one?
That's got to be. Come on.
Yeah. I'm saying, you know, we take a lot of shows from the UK and stuff. Oh, like, that would work here.
Yeah.
That would work here right now.
It's crazy.
I think now we're cool with that. Dude, I think that would work.
It would either work or it would be the most, like it would cause
so much
work.
Oh, my God.
Jess, what are you talking about? That would never work anywhere.
Not just gay, but you could, like, tell you, what else could you divulge to your family about this secret? Maybe that you have kids somewhere else.
Tell your family that you're secretly Amish, and then no one that's Amish can be offended.
Well,
they won't know. They can't watch it.
The concept is good, is what I was saying.
The concept of, like, I have a secret that is a lie. It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be gay. But, like, there's so... Seriously, dude, I'm a pescatarian.
Vegan.
Honestly, yeah. Guys, I'm a vegan. Convince them you're a vegan.
Yeah.
Convince them you're Amish and don't you? Did you say that?
No, she said that.
You said that.
Convince That's them good. You have, like, sorry, mom and dad. I have 5 kids from 5 different women, and they're all around the world.
Convince your parents that you were adopted.
There you go.
I'm dying.
Oh, that's one of my favorite Steel Magnolias moments.
Oh, my God. Okay. Guys, we're out of time. Awesome. Guys, we're out of time. Mm. I'm so sorry. Let's play that outro music. Rocco, thanks so much for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, my God. And please remember, as legalization sweeps the country, there are a lot of Americans still locked up for dealing, possessing, or even smoking marijuana. So don't just legalize it. Deschedule it, support clemency, and get nonviolent drug offenders out of jail. That's it for us. Thank you for listening to The Way Highway live on Adobe.com or the free Adobe app, or subscribing on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Follow us at Twitter at Way Highway, Instagram at Way Highway, me at Sean Cowan, Kristen
at Siren16X,
Rob.
Hello! Follow me at Rocco Late Night on everything Rocco.
Shout out to Greg Jenkins, our composer, Nice Guy Digital, Dr. God Productions, and thank you for listening.
And remember, if you want to ride high, always take the way highway.
Bye-bye.
Bye.